looks like. Mainly, if I'm full disclosure, I have a ton of data in here, so I had to give you guys some examples to counterbalance all the info I want to share with you. So, Renhold's got me all set up here. All righty. Thank you very much. All right. So, I want to start with our mission and vision. Our vision: conserve our state's outdoor heritage to enhance the quality of life for current and future generations. And our mission is to serve and connect people and families to the outdoors through effective management of our state parks, fisheries, and wildlife resources. Where I really want to dive in right here is connecting people and families with the outdoors, because this is what we are doing through our marketing efforts. We have incredible resources out here in South Dakota. Our parks, our fisheries, our wild populations that we have, but we need to make sure that folks know they can go enjoy those and are going out and enjoying those. And where this all comes in is within R3 and connecting those peoples and families. That's what this is. It's recruiting new users. It's keeping the ones we have, and it's reactivating those users. We have the best pheasant hunting in the country. I'm going to say this multiple times during this presentation. But we need to make sure people know that. We need to make sure people know that they can come here and they can have the best hunt that they have ever experienced. We need to be attracting those new hunters. And when I say new hunters, I mean everyone. I'm talking residents, non-residents, women, families, youth, folks like me. You're going to see all of this as I really break down these target markets, what we're doing. But again, every part of what we're doing in our marketing revolves around R3 and connecting people and families with our outdoor resources that we have here. So why does this matter? This is something that's very important to me that I really want to talk a lot about. The marketing attracts pheasant hunters. What we're going to talk about right now is about attracting pheasant hunters to South Dakota, residents and non-residents. Because they're going to purchase licenses. They're going to go and they're going to buy habitat stamps. They're going to buy their small game licenses. Those are then going to go to enhance habitat and access improvements. Those are going to pay for CRP acres, GPAs. They're going to enhance what folks have when they come and enjoy here. That's going to lead to more public land opportunities. That's going to lead to increased bird numbers, increased wildlife numbers as a whole. Then that's going to be what brings people here again as well. That is increased opportunities, those good bird numbers. And then the whole process repeats again, and we have to say, hey guys, did you know we have these opportunities? Come and enjoy them. It's a constant cycle, but it's what we do as we connect those people and families and then manage those wild populations and habitat that we have. So this is what this is about, getting more individuals in the field and making sure there are more opportunities like these that we have now for everyone moving forward into the future. So again, as we talk about what we're going to do and what we've been doing, what we're continuing to do, just remember, this is all about recruiting, retaining, and reactivating all types of hunters, all types of individuals, and knowing that as we do that, there's going to continue to be more opportunities for them as we move forward. I've said it once, I think you can probably start a count, but South Dakota is the greatest state to pheasant hunt in the country. We have the best pheasant hunting opportunities there are, and that is why we have as many folks coming here. So this is where our marketing campaign starts. This is in partner with South Dakota Tourism, and it's called Hunt the Greatest. Again, I think this is number four that I'm on right now. South Dakota is the greatest state to pheasant hunt, and that's where all of this that I'm going to talk about lies. So where we have been, this partnership with tourism started in 2020. Again, the primary roles: recruit, retain, and reactivate pheasant hunters here in South Dakota. So how did we do that in 2021? How has this gone? Because this will be our third year now. 2022 is our third year. So I want to first start by looking at where we've been, and this is 2021. So last year, a major priority was recruiting female license holders, getting more females out in the fields chasing pheasants. About 12% of our budget was specifically on this target audience, and it resulted in 5,500 license transactions, which was about 21% of all the transactions that we saw. So that was our priority, and we succeeded very well in this. Now, again, retaining those traditionalists. This was about 12% of our budget as well, and about 3,300, just shy of 3,400 license transactions. About 13% of all the transactions that we saw. But we can't just recruit new folks. We need to make sure that we're encouraging people to stay in the fields, remember that we have these awesome opportunities, and keep them excited for the coming year. Another thing, reactivating lapsed youth hunters. So what a lapsed youth hunter would be is someone that maybe grew up in South Dakota. They hunted with their family, they hunted with their friends, and maybe they went to college. Maybe they went out and started their professional careers. Think of someone like myself here. And that was 5,000 license transactions. That was almost 20% of license transactions that we saw. So these are folks that, hey, remember you had a great time. We want you to have these times again, and we want you to keep coming back. So overall, last year, we were up 11% in small game license sales in conjunction with our marketing campaign. So again, we just talked about R3. This was how we were successful last year, and this is what we're doing to be successful again this year in 2022. So to date, I'm going to use I promised a lot of data here. So 11.2 million impressions. So an impression is anytime the advertisement is seen. This isn't people, this is total time. So when you see our ad 10 times, that's 10 impressions. So that doesn't mean it's 11 million people, but 11 million views. So you could have me down for 20, 30 impressions as one Nick Harrington. But that's how this all counts, because we want to continue for folks to be seeing our messages, to keep this top of mind. One and done is not going to cut it. We want them seeing 5-10 times before they really start getting involved with the content that we have. So that's kind of our broad number, those impressions, those total sites that you could say. Now we're going to talk about 952,000 engagements. So these are the people that are truly engaging with that content. It's not quite the million, the 11 million. It's not. But these are the ones that are truly interacting with what we have to offer. So 950,000 is very, very good. They're going to our websites. They're looking for more information. They're seeing what we have to offer. They might be clicking to purchase a license. These are the folks that they've seen our message and they've received our message. So that's a very important number that I want to make sure that we have in the top of our head. Now, we have had 1.7 million sessions on huntthegreatest.com. So this is our landing page. The image you actually saw on the previous slide was directly from what that landing page looks like. And this has all of our content on it. It's planning your trip. It's purchasing a license. It has pheasant hunting recipes. It has videos about folks' experiences in South Dakota. So this is a very important number to me as well, because these are the folks that are going on and getting more information from us. So to see those sessions, now again, a session doesn't necessarily mean a person. So if you go to the same website 5 times, you're going to have 5 sessions. So that's why if you have questions, well, is it 950,000 people are doing this? And then 1.7, where did those come from? They could be going on 5, 6, 7 times to go reference information again as well. 1 minute, 34 second average session duration. So that is how much time they're actively spending on that website. Now they might be clicking to go visit Redfield Tourism. They might be going to our website to purchase a license. That would not count towards that session duration because they're leaving the website. But again, we've got 90 seconds of people's time that they are learning more about what we have to offer here for pheasant hunting in South Dakota. Now, top performing markets. Texas is near the top. We've got Dallas, San Antonio, Houston. We've also got Minnesota, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and some other larger metropolitan areas, Chicago, Detroit. You see Sioux Falls here because this is geared toward residents as well. And I will get into this here moving forward, Indianapolis and Cleveland. So you see those major metropolitan locations are where we're seeing a lot of that top performance. Now, again, we have to bear a little bit. The more people in that location, the more chances we are to have those folks. So that's why Chicago, it might not be a huge percentage of Chicago, but that's why it comes in higher than Aberdeen, South Dakota, Brookings, towns like that. So just something to keep in mind as we dive more into this. All these numbers are as of September 28th. And to date, this is all the digital advertisements we have done. This is $138,000 that has been spent so far this year on these marketing efforts that have led to these numbers. So now I wanna pull this. This is actually gonna be used again down the road, but I want you to take a look at this map. So what we did was we put together this postcard that I have right here in my hand, and we'll talk more about this because I have lots of data on this, and I'm very proud of how this went. But this is over the last 3 years. So this is simply a heat map, 19, 20, 21 non-residents who have purchased a small game license. you will see, again, there's going to be weight towards those major metropolitan locations because there's just going to be more of those folks. So that gives you a little bit to remember. But again, you see that a lot of those metro locations that I just met, look at Texas, Denver, Indiana, those areas I referenced, there are a lot of folks that come in pheasant hunt from those locations. So now I want to dive a little bit more. This map will come back. It actually comes back a couple times. So I want to talk about where this audience segmentation is. So who is actually receiving our messages? 10% of our budget is in-state. It is residents of South Dakota. Because again, this is not just non-residents we want to have coming to our state. While this is a very big part of what we are trying to do, we want to make sure that residents are taking advantage of the opportunities that we have literally right in many of their backyards. Sioux Falls, Brookings, Aberdeen, Pierre, even out here in Rapid City, you're not very far from good pheasant hunting. And so we want to make sure that those audiences are still getting attention. Now, primary. So this is going to be those major areas. Think drive time for a lot of these, but you'll kind of see Texas as an outlier. Based on the metrics that we get from the advertisements we put out, the impressions, the engagements, the interactions, that's how, as they're bringing recommendations on where we should target and where we're deciding where to target, these are the ones that we want to hit the top performing markets with the bulk of our budget. So you'll see 55% Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, Minnesota, Nebraska, North Dakota, and Texas. Now, you'll see a lot of those that I just referenced for those top performing markets fall into this. This is where a lot of our efforts are. And again, with pretty much the exception of Texas, these are our neighbors. These are the folks that likely may be driving here to come and pheasant hunt, whether that's on their own, whether they're hunting with friends, part of a larger family. But these are the folks that are really coming here. Now, the secondary markets, so this gets about a quarter of the budget. Arkansas, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Ohio, Oklahoma, and Utah. So again, we're broadening out a little bit right here. These that are still performing well, and there's definitely folks we want to reach, but they just aren't performing quite as well as those primary markets. And then lastly, percent, this is going to be Alabama, California, Florida, Georgia. So again, these are folks that you saw, okay, there are licensed purchasers down here. I don't think you're going to drive from Florida to South Dakota. If you do, you're going to see a lot of cool country on the way. So please be sure to let us know, like, you're going to see some cool stuff. It's going to be a great road trip. But these are probably the ones that there's a bit more of a travel commitment. There's a bit more of a time commitment when it comes to their hunt here in South Dakota. So I talked about locations, and now I want to talk about the audience themselves. And I'm going to bring R3 up again here. So adventure naturalists. I'm probably the best example of an adventure naturalist that you can see right here. I like adventure. You guys know I like adventure. 25 to 44, they're outdoor enthusiasts. They're thrill seekers. They're all about going out and having those very neat, cool experiences. That's going to be 20% of our budget. So this pie is cut pretty right down the middle. It's in fists, 20% for all of these budgets. Now, female hunters, again, you're going to see us kind of expand that age group. But again, 25 to 54, they're focused more on family, spending time with friends and family, the traditions, the values. They might not be like myself, that they want to go out and bag as many birds as possible and have the fastest, most awesome hunt. They want to make sure they're having a good time, making memories. They're going to be capturing more photos and sharing more from the story aspect as we move forward. So it's just, it tailors how we do those messages to those specific audiences. Now, lapsed hunters, again, reactivation. These are licensed purchasers that maybe they don't come every year. They've purchased licenses in the past, but we don't have them coming every single year. So we want to make sure they know, hey, you've came to South Dakota. You've had a great time. We want you to come back. We want you to continue to come have more awesome adventures. Traditionalists. I'll look at Chris Hull here because I don't want to pick on anybody else in the room here, but 45 to 64, they're focused on their tradition. They're focused on their conservation. See, I can see you guys appreciated that a little bit. We'll pick on Hull. But this is where it's focused on enjoying watching the dogs work, finding those good pieces of habitat, making sure that these things that they have cared about for so long are still there for those future generations as we move forward. And then lastly, this is going to be folks that they're from across the country. They like what we do here in South Dakota. They like our way of living. They like our culture. They like our pace of life. there's something that ties them to South Dakota and the way we live that they want to come and be a part of. And that's what a lot of people do on these pheasant hunts. They want to come experience what we experience every single day here. We are not like Chicago, Dallas, Houston. And frankly, we're pretty proud to be different and provide those different opportunities. So this is how we break down those audiences, both by location and the folks that we're trying to target. But again, everything here is rooted in R3, recruiting new hunters, retaining the ones we have, and reactivating hunters that have come to our state. So now, because I've given some data, we have to counterbalance this, right? So this is what it ultimately looks like. You all might not be seeing these messages because you're not in those target locations, or you might be seeing different things. So I want to give you all a good view of kind of what we have out there. So on your left right here, this would be one of our magazine page ads. This would be in Field and Stream or some of those other publications we have ads. We've actually been seeing some great results from the Field and Stream magazine. So that's been very encouraging to see. On your right here would actually be a digital advertisement. So what you have there is we have the inner sweepstakes option. That would be actually a giveaway hunt that we are giving away through Shields, South Dakota Tourism, as well as some gear. Those are how we can capture more folks' emails, generate leads based on that. And some lucky hunters have got to have some pretty awesome experiences here in South Dakota. So those would show up on website pages, possibly on social media. Now, I wanted to show what this looks like in live time. So my graphic designer, Allie Ellingson, she tells me she was working on the Conservation Digest calendar. So that's why we're looking up moon phases. So I'll give her either that or she was trying to figure out when to go hunt. I'm not sure, but we're going to say it was for the calendar. So these are what this ultimately looks like. So you'll see that within that website page, we have a banner ad right there. And this is going to be that digital display that we talk about. So when you click on those, this is actually a great example because we have two examples. The middle one there would be start planning. So that's going to take them to the locations that they have. And the one on the right would be get my license. So that's when they're ultimately coming and purchasing a license. So awesome example in this one. And like I said, we're giving her the pass. But if she is using this to go hunting, I'm going to be proud of her too. So we're very happy with that. But this is what it looks like in live time. And this was honestly, I believe, 2 or 3 days ago that she saw this. So it was very timely for this to come up. Now let's talk about email. This is, as far as Game Fish and Parks, still our strongest communication tool when you look at our department. On the left there is what we have, one of our emails we have sent. This is actually a great example because we did an awesome podcast. I'll give Holt a little bit of credit because I just picked on him. We did an awesome podcast talking about the tools that we have for finding public land here in South Dakota. Onyx, field maps, using the old school maps such as our hunting atlas. This was a great podcast, a great way to push these messages out and get people not only excited about pheasant hunting in South Dakota, but make sure that they have the resources as they're coming to do so. And on the right would be an email that's sent from South Dakota Tourism. So we work with them, send messages to their list, to their folks. And so this is, again, helping folks prepare for hunting here. And it gives a guide of all the locations they can go and what they kind of need to know as they come and hunt here. Now what we have here is what more of our social media looks like. So those digital advertisements that we kind of talked about that were in Field and Stream, those are more of those non-resident messages, right? Those marketing, now granted they go to residents as well, but these are the folks that maybe we can't reach through our email, on our social media, through our website organically. Our social media is extremely resident driven. So what you see on this thing, on this page right here is, these are messages that we have mainly targeting residents. So this is our upland outlook. It talks about what to expect when coming to hunt here in South Dakota, what the field conditions are like. We talk a little bit about prairie grouse, pheasants, and we give that information on licenses when those seasons are. And then we've also been doing pointers, upland pointers on our social media, again, mainly geared towards recruiting and retaining those resident hunters. And this talks about the different types of public land we have here when pheasant season is, and talks a little bit about our prep areas as well and where folks can expect to hunt. So again, these messages are all going through our platforms, and these specific messages are very good at reaching those residents, especially those residents that maybe follow us because of our parks or fishing, and we could recruit some new pheasant hunters doing this. Now, on top of our Hunt the Greatest campaign, this year we also got, through MAFWA, a diversity toolkit. So this is a variety of messages that focus on folks of different ethnicities, different backgrounds,